Here's a parable for you to consider. A young one is walking with an elder, hand in hand, asking questions of the elder, for he has not seen this realm before. Looking about, he pauses and turns to look at the elder and asks, "What is this darkness? It does not respond to me. I touch it and it is cold. It has no life. It does not love me back." The elder glances about and looks at the young one and states, "This is mind. It is mind which is closed. It is mind which has determined that it is all there is. It is mind which has lost the capacity to be." Looking about, the young one turns again and asks, "How is it possible for this to happen?" The elder, shaking his head ever so slightly, "It is chosen." The young one moves forward a bit and reaches out to touch it again. "There is something inside it. I can discern that. There is a reflection of us within it." "What is that reflection?" The elder answers sweetly, "It is memory. Within the mind is memory of its true home, its true nature, and what you feel is the memory of you and I. For in fact, we are all one." Glancing about, the young one then again turns and asks finally, "If we are all one, how is it that I know this not?" "Ah," responds the elder, "you know it not for those same reasons, because you choose not to know it. In the choosing, you would journey and become one with it to know it, as you know me, as you hold and make contact with me and I you, we know one another. But this mind does not wish to do this. If you wish to know it, then you must move into it, for it receives us not." His curiosity aroused, the young one asks excitedly, "Where is the entrance to it? I see no opening." "There is no entrance as yet, as you would know it. To enter, you must give up who you are and become a part of it." Walking about just a bit, the young one comes back to the elder and, looking up with love and excitement, states, "I think not. I do not wish to give up you, nor all that we are and have, to become a part of that, which has no life, no joy, even if it's within." "How far within? How deep would one need to go? And what would be the duration of being in that matter call it thing? Ah, good choice, young one. And so you grow, because as you question and seek and make choices, you grow. This is a good choice from this standpoint. It is good because we will always be together for so long as you keep this choice. But if you choose to move into it, you would still be together with me right here. But you would believe you are in there, pointing to the mass of mind. Even though the darkness resembles this darkness turning to point all about, you see, it is different, for it has given up for the moment all that is, for that which it believes unto itself to be all that is. Quite curious, comments the young one. Take me elsewhere and show me more. Perhaps in that moment you might have asked yourself, why have I chosen to enter this darkness, as the young one called it? You see, because darkness is unknown, and therefore it is considered a non-thing, a non-entity, not being. But the darkness of true non-being is without limitation. This non-being has defined its own parameters, its own stature, its own existence. And this has become sacred unto it, holy, if you will, that this above all should be preserved. And the more so there are those who take part in it, the more so are there those who are loved that could be considered lost in the depths of it. And so it is perhaps love that calls one to enter in and bring light, not so much as one would come ablaze in God's light. For the power of God seeks not to illuminate that which is the choice of the children of God. For God knows that ultimately the children will find their way into this knowledge and memory in their own, we might call it, time. When you seek to discover how you might do more, how you might retain this, remember this little story and think about being memory within that mass of mind. Think of yourself as being a part of the memory that still knows it is standing with the elder hand in hand. And in that moment, so as you see this, know it, and believe it, you open the way. And the more you do this, the more is the way opened. And as you can simultaneously bring the self to rise in consciousness to know self, then the fulfillment of what you ask is a simple thing. And the greater there are in number who choose to remember, the greater is the opening of the way that consciousness can become awakened, memory can return, and the choices can be known in clarity rather than in fear and doubt and all that that mine has created. A tidy item to clean things up within mind is called death. But death is merely to stop being in mind and to step outside of it. Then if one realizes that they have had sufficient, that their journey is complete, or the work of their intent for said journey has come to a conclusion, then they can, as the young one, turn and go off and seek elsewhere for the beauty of God's creation. Or they can see that progress has been made and choose to re-enter again and again and awaken the memory more and more. And great cycles come and go, wherein the empowerment of those who are awakening grows to such a degree that one who can enter into mind and still bear consciousness does so. And the last of such was the entry of the one you call Jesus the Christ. He is about to enter again as the path is opened, as those who are his make the way passable. How? As just given, by remembering, by knowing themselves and seeing that they are greater than that that mind gives to them. Don't do what you do and expect something to happen, for mind is the dominant force in itself, and you are in mind. You are in earth, you are in physical body. It must come from within you that you know yourself, and that your memory of yourself joins with the being who is you.